Hi, this is Deepak. Today I'm alone without Archana or Lulu. Archana, since Monday, she is in a three-week training session on advanced yoga teachers, and Lulu must be somewhere else in the house. And we have to come with the episode today. I was really petrified. I started looking at my past recordings, which we have not published, to find out if there's anything of relevance given the current situation that we are living in. And we can come up with, and I came across this recording. This was originally recorded sometime in the mid of February, and it was supposed to follow the episode, which is entitled Love is in the Air. I could have edited the bits and made it sound like as if we recorded it today. I didn't want to do that, just to preserve the authenticity. So here it is. It's a trying time. It's a testing time before you get into it. A sincere message from all of us. Guys, please be safe. Please restrict your movement. We will all see through this. Okay, so here is the episode.
Hey, welcome to Yoga, Chai and a Dog. I'm your host Deepak. And we have our dog Lulu. Hey guys, welcome back to our new episode of Yoga Chai and the Dog. Hope you enjoyed our
Valentine's
very
Day
emotional podcast on the Valentine's Day.
There's a story behind it. Actually, we recorded that episode on another software, GarageBand, and then when I tried to edit it, it was awful, so we had to re-record it. But I think the second one came out much better than the first one. What do you think, Archana?
To me, both were good, but yeah.
I would actually love to even put the first recording out because the content changed dramatically.
But
then there's a lot of echo and all that. So if any of you guys are interested, we would be very happy to share, you know, the raw files with you, and you can listen to it to your content. But the topic for today, which is typically the last day of February, though this year we have got one more day. Yeah. So, is self-care. And Archana said that, you know, if we have talked about love, we need to talk about self-care. And I would say, okay, why? But, well, you know, she's the boss. So, to me, self-care is about grooming. Yeah, of self-grooming. You know, keeping your hair tidy, shaving and having a bath every day, probably going to the gym. If you're a bit overindulgent, then probably going to sauna, you know, or a jacuzzi or something like that. But I'm sure that's not in the mind of Archana. It's something else. So I'll probably let her explain what exactly does she mean by self-care. Archana.
Self-care is really whatever Deepak said, it's there. Yeah, it's self-care. You know, if you are taking care of your, you are taking care of yourself and all. But self-care, if you look at the deeper meaning of self-care, I always go dig deeper into that. So the deeper meaning of self-care is, if your thought process is like, toxic, and why this thought process is toxic. So if it is coming from a toxic people, so self-care is saying no to those people. Yeah. Self-care is if you are indulging into something which is costing your health, saying no to that. That is also self-care, and indulging into or taking care of things which can help you to grow. That is self-care. Then self-care is like if you're not feeling well, and sometimes, you know, we don't feel okay, but still we have this routine of going to gym, working out, and, you know, eating healthy, this, that, everything is good. But if sometime your body is saying no for some of the things, and you can really listen to it when you are really tuned with your body. You just say no. It's not important for you to go and do 2 hours of gym or 1 hour of gym and eat this and that, because maybe your body needs to rest and relax. That is self-care. Yeah. Your body needs, maybe someday you just want to be on your own, and that is self-care. So nowadays, self-care is more like going to spa and indulging. Jacuzzi. And yes, those are very good things, you know, if you can afford it, that's really good. A lot of people, they do it. But these small things which I'm talking about, it really makes a difference, because I don't go often to jacuzzi or sauna or anything like that. But the thing is, what I do is I really keep on seeing where my energy is dripping. So like money. So if you have money in your account, and if you are really cautious about it, so you know where it is dripping. So you put a tab on that. Same with this, you know, I'm very bad with that. So, you know, I would explain you how we see where the self is. In self-care, the money also comes. So, you know, if you're not taking care of your money, if you're not taking care of your values. So with values, was talking to Deepak, I got an offer from someone from Procter & Gamble, and they said, if you advertise our post, we would pay you something. And it was it was Nestle and some coffee and some other stuff was there. I just looked at it and I thought, no way I'm going to support that, because my values doesn't align with those things actually. So I have to say no. It's just my values. So I protect myself of not getting involved. So this is very bigger picture, because if everyone takes care of their own values and all, the world would be really much better place to live. That's
so, Archana, let me interject. I'm a bit confused here. You talked about, you said that okay, going to jacuzzi, sauna, or you know, is definitely it's a part of self-care, but not completely self-care. How exactly do you define self-care? What exactly do you mean when you're talking about self-care? And so, why the heck do I need to worry about it?
Self-care, you need to worry because, you know, we talked about relationships. So a lot of people, they said that, oh, my husband doesn't like me or love me, or my wife, my children, or what. So far I have seen with working with people, that because they don't take time out for themselves, they don't take care of themselves. So I run yoga classes, and I have always seen that people have got time for their party and going out and everything, but they don't take time out to do something which is very important for them. They have pain, they feel lethargic, they are young, they don't have energy. So isn't it important to have a to go and do something which can bring the energy back? So this is why self-care is important. Same with money. If you don't take care of your money, it will just trip. And same with emotions. So if you are indulging, if you are always talking to the same people who makes you feel really low, bad, they don't support you in any way, they don't see you growing, so would you grow? No, because that you would be very negative person on your, you know, your self-worthiness would be really low, because the people who you are surrounded with are toxic. So you have to take out those. That is also self-care. That is why it is important, if you really want to live a life where you are happy, grounded, and you can give back to people. Because when you are happy, you can give back to people too.
Yeah. Don't you think that the fact that some people who are surrounded by toxic people or dependent people are there because they do not realize that they are in that situation?
Some people, we say that it's like, some people are like parasite, because they, for them, this is what they know. This is what they know. They keep on nagging. But, you know, again, when I'm talking about it, Deepak, I'm not talking about everyone. There are some people who you really want to see, your friends who are like, can bring more energy into your life. You know, they can lift you up when you are down. They can give you, they cheer for you. They clap for you. They make you feel worth. But when you are into a lot of self-care, actually you don't need that also. But the thing is, it's always good when we have connection, when we have that love around us.
Yeah. And the thing is that if you are with people who actually help you energize,
that's different. That's definitely not a toxic relationship. But most of the time, I find a lot of people who I know and at work or even outside work, they are stuck in a relationship. And when I'm saying relationship, it is like they can be friends, they can your group of friends. They definitely don't enjoy that. So, you know, you would find, I mean, they will complain, you know, this person is back to the same thing, saying the same thing again, over and over again. And they keep on doing that. Yet, the next time they're invited, they would go there. Why? Because, oh, you know what, if I don't go there, that person might feel bad. Mm. Yeah.
They don't want to say no.
They can't say no.
Yeah, learning to say no is a self-care too. How we say yes to, so sometimes we have to say yes also. So let me give you an example. If somebody is feeling like really low and they really some maybe a good friend wants her to get out of that, and she would offer, let's go for a walk and we would do something, or let's go out and do something, but that person really wants to live in that cocoon of not feeling worthy and all, you can't help that person. That person can only help themselves when they would say yes to the right time. And that person, the same person, can help themselves saying no to themselves also sometime, you know, that it's okay, let me try this. I have tried my own tools and I'm still stuck. So let me try something different where I could feel, I can feel more energy in myself. So self-care is about how when you start looking after yourself, your energy flows, your love flows, and there are ways of doing self-care.
And I think the most important thing over here is to first have the realization that the situation where you are in is definitely not the best. And if you at least realize that, you know, you are not happy with the situation, with your surrounding, with your friends, that is when you actually need to start looking at, okay, what do I do about it? It's not an easy decision. It's not an easy decision to lose your friends, to lose your group, to lose your company. But actually, you can do something about it. And Archana was talking about when we were brainstorming this topic, she talked about this method in which you can actually do a very good evaluation. And I thought, oh, and I would actually explain how I had used it, but then I'll first give it to Archana to explain how actually you can understand that you are in a situation where you need to get out and you need to have self-care.
So if you really want to work on this and you really want to see where you are, because if you might be in a very good position to know, you know, you, whenever there is a weekend, you rest also, you enjoy also, you are just not out. So Monday you are bouncing back with energy. You really want to go back to office. You really want to do your work, because that is self-care. Because if you have done your work, yeah, if you have rested, if you have relaxed, if you have enjoyed, if you have good food with your friends and family and happy with you, everything. So you bounce back. Yeah. So the process, I could check and let you know if you want to know that what is this process called. But this process is something where you make a circle, or maybe you can make a different column of 1 to 10. So according to your prior. So my circle would be like I'm just giving you an example, my values, my happiness, my me time, you know, my health, my food, my family, my friends, my adventure, my fun time, you know, everything I would write it down. And then I would see that, okay, how much fun do I take? You know, how much adventure do I do in a month? It's very low. It's very low. You know, I'm trying my best to do more, but it's very low. So I need to do that more. So, and then I see how much time where I'm not attaching anything, my work or my relationship or my things, and having fun. That is also quite low, because if I look at it's low. But then when I look at my health, yes, it's in priority. So it's like 9. 10. So it's really good. I would say 8 to 9, I'm there. Yeah, so with eating also, I'm quite good. So 8 to 9. Okay.
On the scale of 10.
Yeah, on the scale of 10.
Yeah.
With finance, you know, how much I look after my finance? No, I'm very bad there. Zero. So not zero, but it's one. Still, yeah, still 4 or 5. You know, yeah, I don't spend crazy like of thing, but you know, I'm not very good in taking, because here I am relying on Deepak. It's not bad thing, but but somehow I know this area of my life should, change. I should change. Yes, I really need to change there. Then I look at friends. Yes, I'm very, I personally feel that I am a great friend. I'm always there for my friends. I would call them. I would make sure. But at the same time, I would say no when I don't think that my energy would flow in a right direction. So I say no to things. So I'm okay there. With relationship, yes, I'm okay. But the thing is, my parents lives far away, my sisters, and also how can I maintain that? So I try to do it by, it's like if you live abroad and also, you know how hard it is. So I don't get into my guilt trip. So how much I take time out for my, so you make a chart of that and then you see what is your weakest thing. So I would say adventure, which I would love to do more, but I rely on Deepak there. So I have to come out on my own to do some adventure. Yeah. Then the fun part. Fun part is like randomly doing
for
things.
For me, the best adventure is probably going out and playing golf, which you don't like.
Yeah. So that's your thing. Yeah. It's not mine. Yeah. So the fun part is something where I can just be randomly going for a music show or something randomly I'm doing. So I'm not doing that. So then you see the graph of yours and then you start taking care of things. But energy wise, I would say my energy always, I'm looking forward for Monday. I'm looking forward for things because I have really relaxed myself and I really take care of myself. Yes.
Okay. So you plotted. What are the different dimensions? So you talked about finance, you talked
about
adventure.
It depends on you, you know, what you want, what field. But there are few common fields in everyone's chart.
Yeah.
So there is few like friends, relationship, adventure, your health.
And then you rate it on the basis of 1 to 10 to say where you think how much you're performing.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. When I'm doing a self-evaluation of myself, I always, there can be two extremes. I can either be too conservative and I can say, at the lowest end. Or I can be too optimistic and I can rate everything as a higher. And because that's the problem, that's the subjectivity that happens when you do something.
Definitely.
Don't you think it would be a good idea if rather than you doing it yourself on yourself, someone else does it?
Initially, maybe, because, for me, one thing which in my yoga sutra also people were talking about, Satya is to be honest and truthful. And that always comes to me in a very good way, because I really feel I should be truthful to myself. No matter what people think about me, but I should be truthful. Whatever I'm saying here, I follow that. Yeah. So I'm very truthful of what I do. So this has come with a lot of practice. And this is what my values are. If initially, yes, if you are writing your food diary, so you would see a lot of my clients also, they are not like dishonest or anything, but this is human nature. They would say, I eat very healthy. So it's morning porridge and then egg and then this. So everything is nice, but still I'm gaining weight. So if really you would ask, so what was it between 3 and 4? I just had 1 or 2 biscuits and then this. So we are dishonest here, yeah, in a way. So it's good to work with someone, and that is what I'm saying. Working on myself for so long, I know that my values are honesty and truthfulness. If I don't do that, I will never achieve what I want to do. I'm working on my yoga asana. If I don't practice that yoga for 25-30 minutes daily, I personally feel I can't teach. I just feel responsible for that. So that is what you have to see. If you don't do that in your own, it's not that you are dishonest, but you can't do it. So go for someone who can help you. People like us can help you who has been doing these things and they know the coaching. This is a pattern of coaching too. But again, you can go to your friend also. You can go to your family member also, and who you really think that they can push you, they can be critique, and you can take their criticism also. This is also something very important. Yeah,
and that is where I would like to share that I'm a business designer by profession. So at one point of a time, I thought I need to understand what do people think of my capability, because I think that, I'm good at this, I'm good at this, I'm good at this, I'm good at this, I'm not so good in this or something like that. So I'd done that rating myself. But then, there were people that whom I'd worked and I said,
guys, these are the things, and this is how, you know, I'm trying to measure. Can you evaluate me? And the result was really starking. Well, not starking, not so much starking, but then, yeah, there were areas where I thought I was good. And the people who had worked with me, they thought that I could have been better. And there were some areas where I thought, I don't think I've got enough experience about that. And they rated me saying that I'm quite good at that. So it's very important that when you are going through this exercise, my suggestion is at least go through a coach for the first time, definitely, because
or maybe a friend or anything, maybe a friend also.
And if you don't have access to a coach or you don't want to go to a coach, you can try to find a friend who you trust and who you think that, you know, they would be objective about it. And then, you know, then you compare your results, what you have. So you have to do it yourself, but at the same time, do it with a friend or a coach and then see where the difference is. And that makes a hell of a difference. I haven't done it on my personal self, as Archana was explaining about the self-care. I've done it on my professional self, and that itself was too revealing. But now, having actually been through this podcast and been through the brainstorming for this podcast and hearing more from Archana, I think probably I would like to do it for my self-care too.
Yeah, so in self-care, you know, when you do relationship also. So in relationship, a lot of time we take it for granted that it's the person is there. We talked in Valentine's Day, yeah? So we didn't talk about this thing. We take it granted. So we are not putting any effort on that relationship. So it's really important sometime how we perform in our work, how we perform towards our health and everything. It's relationship is also something where you have to invest some of your time and some of your thing to make that person, this is how it works. So it's a very good tool. And if you start using it, you would start seeing a change in your behavior also. And you will be much happier person to give it to. So when I started, and a lot of people, when I talk about self-care, and especially women, I have a lot of questions when I did once the video on the self-care. So then there was a lady, she wrote on the comment that, oh, I have got 2 children. And I think what you are suggesting is very selfish. And it's for a mother, the children come first. I say, of course, the children come first. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, if you have drained all your energy, would you be able to raise your children? Just talk to them in a normal way. No, you will be agitated because you have not spent any time with yourself. So when I started my training and everything, my children were quite young when I started walking, running. She was just a baby that time I started. But I took that 15-20 minutes, and slowly all my family, you know, Deepak and my son, they started understanding. She was very young. She could not understand that it's my me time. It's my self-care. And I didn't know that it was self-care that time. I just wanted to lose weight, yeah? Yeah,
I remember our daughter, she was 2 at that time. Yeah.
And less than 2, something.
And Archana had just started her personal training at that time. We were in India, and she would go to the gym, and
I started running that time. I started running when she was quite young in Borivali. I used to
I'm talking about when you would go to the gym. And she would take our daughter with her, and she and our daughter would sit in a corner with her dolls or with her with a picture book or something, because she knew this is mom's time and she needs to cooperate, for want of a better word.
And initially, as a woman or a man also, if you would start doing things, you would see people who are not comfortable with you. Because you are changing. You are a new person now. Yeah, you are changing. So maybe some people would be uncomfortable for a short period of time. Maybe some people would just walk away from your life. And that's good, because they can't see a new version of you.
They don't deserve to be.
Yeah, they don't deserve to be in your life. So you have to take so same with if you are a young parent, you know, your father or a mother who takes care of household and outside and everything, you need that time. So then when you see those blogs where they say that go and have a candle bath, yes, that would work for you, because you have whole day of mommy this, mommy that, and you are just running around one thing to the other, you will have really a wonderful time coming for a yoga class, like 15-20 minutes doing a yoga or whatever. So whatever is there, but if you take that time out, that is self-care.
Wow. We really got emotional about the topic. But I think one of the reasons why we got emotional was that I think both of us, we passionately believe in this. Yeah.
Yes.
And whatever be it, but we give each other space to actually to go and explore themselves and do what they want to do. But at the same time, not just be selfish about it, but also, you know, give way to others.
Yeah, it's a fine line between self-care and selfish. And sometimes you have to be selfish also. Yes. to do things for yourself. Yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I remember when I started playing golf, and then, you know, typically weekend I would go, and a full course takes around 3.5 to 4 hours. Yeah. But then before that, you go on the practice range. And so you were talking about 5 to 6 hours, and I would be gone typically weekend. And one of our friends who happened to drop in at that time, and they were young, and they would say, oh my, and they asked Archana, I said, oh my God, you let Deepak go for 6 hours on Saturday while you are there at home. How can you do that? And she said, isn't it better than he sitting with me and grumbling for those 6 hours? At least he comes back refreshed. And then, you know, he's all for me. And when I heard about it, I said, wow, that really makes a difference, you know. So I think it's very important to understand the needs of each other and then be there, but not be selfish about it. So as Archana said, you need to understand where to draw the line and always be cautious about the line. Because
so we are talking about self-care. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So it's but it is related to everything what you do in your
life.
It is.
Anyway, guys, so that's what we had for today. And I hope that made sense. Do let us know what you think about it. Do share your, you know, your experience or your comments. If you have any, you know how to reach us. Our email ID is yoga.chai.dog@gmail.com. It's there in the show notes. You can always look at it. Our Twitter ID is @yogachaidog1, and we are also on Instagram. It is @yogachaidog. All of them are there in the show notes. Love to hear from you. We have been getting a lot of emails, and we need a respond back. We will do a footnote session once again very soon. Till then, bye bye. Have a great time.
Bye bye.